The question for today is it a sin to eat out at restaurants on the Sabbath or holy days? There are two primary references used by those who believe eating out on the Sabbath is a sin, Nehemiah 10 verse 31 and 13 verse 15. We must be careful when extracting principles that we do not jump to conclusions in comparing a theocratic society to modern day life, where civil laws are not in the hands of Sabbath keepers. One cannot transfer the events of that day to our day. Nehemiah 13 is not about eating in a restaurant. This was not the problem. The Jews had turned the Sabbath into a market day and were selling all kinds of wares. This was not just a food market. The Sabbath had become the primary business and shopping day of the week in Jerusalem. Shopping in those days was generally an all-day activity. This was contrary to the spirit of the Sabbath commandment. It would be well to note that the book of Nehemiah is a historical record, noting what Nehemiah did, not a doctrinal treatise. There was no "thus saith the Lord" as to what Nehemiah did. Additionally, it should be noticed that these restrictions were only in Jerusalem. There is no mention in Scripture of the other cities in Judea during the time of Nehemiah. What about inns where people lodged and ate while travelling? Amos 8 verse 5 references a similar type situation in that of Nehemiah 13. In this case, the Israelites had become corrupt in their business dealings and wanted to continue their businesses on the Sabbath. In fact, the whole society had become corrupt. Here again, this is not applicable to eating out in a restaurant today. We must take care not to misapply God's word to a situation where it does not fit. We are cautioned in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 16, "Be not righteous overmuch." People sometimes leap to wrong conclusions in attempting to make connections when there are none, then search for scriptures to back up their preconceived notions. The question often proposed in regard to eating in a restaurant on the Sabbath is, isn't it wrong to have someone serve you in a restaurant? Aren't they working for you? The answer to both questions is an emphatic no. These waiters, waitresses, chefs, etc. are not your servants in the way described in the fourth commandment. They do not live in your household. They are the employees of the owners of the restaurant. They would be working regardless of whether or not you were there. Of course, if you were the owner of the business, you should close it down on the Sabbath day. Even so, the people who work for you still do not keep the Sabbath. They may well choose to work for a second job or do other activities that would not be in keeping with the Sabbath. If you do not go to a restaurant, the employees will still be working there. Quite simply, they are not Sabbath keepers. God does not hold us responsible for their working on the Sabbath just because we use their services. Further, eating out occasionally on the Sabbath can be restful, enhancing our spiritual fellowship with brethren and allowing family members more time to be with one another. Breaking bread together is always depicted in the Bible as a time of joy and fellowship. A second objection sometimes raised by non-eaters is, aren't you participating in a business transaction when you eat out on the Sabbath? There are no free meals. You are naturally expected to pay for your meal. Some prefer to put their tab on a credit card so they do not have to exchange actual cash at the time, although from the restaurant's point of view, they have paid their bill then and there. Further, it's actually less work for many who eat in a restaurant than it is to have guests in their homes for a Sabbath meal. Certainly, the preparation day for the Sabbath, Friday, should be taken advantage of, but this does not rule out eating a pleasant meal in a restaurant the next day. There are other areas that would be affected if one takes the position that eating in a restaurant on the Sabbath day is sin. For example, when one goes to the Feast of Tabernacles, Would we expect him to check out of his hotel room on Friday evening and not return until Saturday evening in order to keep from violating the Sabbath? Where would he go for a night and a day? This would involve more hardship. By staying in a hotel room on the Sabbath, you are being served and you are being charged for that service. An entire staff of people is on duty 24 hours a day to serve your needs. Another area of concern would be in a nursing home or a hospital setting. A fee is charged for the meals in both locations, and someone has to serve those meals. Are members of the church who live in nursing homes or find themselves in a hospital over the Sabbath violating the Sabbath by eating their meals? We think not. By extension, if one concludes that a waitress is working just for you, the same logic could be applied to those who work in water or power plants, producing water and electricity for the community. To be consistent according to this logic, Sabbath observers should not turn on their water or electricity. What if you need the assistance of the police, fire department, or rescue squad, who are also on duty 24/7? Some cities collect trash on the Sabbath. What if you need to take public transportation, a bus, taxi, or subway, to attend Sabbath services? Many Sabbath congregations rent a hall or a room on the Sabbath, often requiring having a janitor on the premises. Many people rent a home or apartment. The rent does not cease on the Sabbath. These examples and questions support our position that eating out in a restaurant does not violate the Sabbath. These are many other things that could be said about this issue, but the conclusion the church has is eating out on the Sabbath does not violate the Sabbath commandment. Whether one eats out on the Sabbath or does not eat out is a personal choice, Romans 14, verse 22 to 23, but it must not become a point of division within the church. So in discord among the brethren is one of the seven things God hates, Proverbs 6, verse 16 and 19. To attempt to persuade others that it is wrong would be divisive, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26. All things should be used for the purpose of edifying or building up, not tearing down.